Hey, it's Wednesday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, again, I release faith over everybody watching the broadcast today. Lord, and I thank you that you're ministering to them by your Spirit today in a great and in a mighty way. And Lord, we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled A Heart Full of the Word. And this week on the broadcast, we're learning how important it is that you and I keep our hearts full of God's words all the time. Now let's go back over to Proverbs chapter 4, and let's look there again at verse 20. And it says there, "My son, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart." So right there we can see that God wants his words in our hearts. And then in verse 23, it says this, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Now, I want to read that verse to you again out of the NIV. It says, "Everything you do flows from it," or flows from your heart. Everything you do flows from your heart. And so, friend, your heart is the control center of your life. I want to say it to you again. Your heart is the control center of your life. Everything you do flows from it. And so what you fill your heart with determines what you will do. What you fill your heart with determines the choices you will make. What you fill your heart with determines what you will choose to believe, what you will choose to say, how you will respond when you're under pressure. What you fill your heart with determines that. See, a lot of times people want to change behavior at the behavior level. It never works like that. If you want to change how you operate, you have to change the deposits you're making into your heart. Because everything you do flows from your heart. And if you just try to change, you know, your behavior or change what you're saying or change what you're doing or change what you're believing without changing the deposit that you're making into your heart, it'll never work. Because everything you do flows from your heart. Your heart is the control center of your life. And whatever you fill your heart with is going to determine what you do. Now, I want to go to Luke chapter 8 today, and I want to read you a few scriptures here. And it's a little bit lengthy, but it's worth our time to read this because it's really going to help us to understand how our heart is the control center of our lives. So in Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 27, it says, "When Jesus went forth to the land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time and wore no clothes, neither lived in any house, but in the tombs." Now, this man was demon-possessed, you could say. In verse 29, it says, "For he had commanded Jesus the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he broke the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness." Now, a couple things. Jesus commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. And so he was full of an unclean spirit. And one of the results of being full of that, the scripture says in that verse that that spirit, he was driven of the devil into the wilderness. Verse 30 went on to say, Jesus asked him, saying, what's your name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And the devils besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of swine feeding on the mountain, and they asked him that he would allow them to enter into the pigs. The devils wanted to not just be cast out into the deep. They asked Jesus, will you allow us to go into the pigs? And then in verse 33, it says, then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. Verse 35 says, then they went out to see what was done, the crowd did, and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. Now, why did we read all that? Because what that reveals to us is that effectively, you are at the mercy of whatever has filled your heart. I want to say it to you again, effectively. You are at the mercy of whatever has filled your heart. As long as that man was full of the devil, he was at the mercy of the devil. Why? Because the devil was at the control center of his life. The devil had filled his heart. And whatever fills your heart is going to determine what you do. Now, this man, the devil never gets into anybody's heart without a person yielding to him and letting him in. And so this man let the enemy in and got into this bad place. But as long as he was full of the devil, he was driven and inspired by the devil, being controlled by the devil. Now, as soon as the devils went out of him, the scripture says, it said he was sitting at the feet of Jesus in his right mind. And so once he was no longer full of the devil was no longer controlling him. He was no longer at the mercy of the devil. And so again, friend, effectively, you are at the mercy of whatever has filled your heart. You can't be full of one thing and then live in opposition to it. No, whatever you're full of is what you're going to live by. Let me read you a verse in Acts chapter 5, verse 3. It says this, Peter said to Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? This is when Ananias and Sapphira lied to the leadership, the disciples, about what they were giving, the resources, the finances they were giving. But I want you to listen to the verse. He said, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Why would you lie to the Holy Ghost? Because that's what your heart was full of. See, the reason that that behavior showed up in their lives is because they allowed it to get into their hearts. Jesus confirms it in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. He was talking to the religious people of that day, and he said, how can you, being evil, speak good things? And the answer is, you can't. If you are evil and if you are full of evil, you are not going to say and speak good things. You can't be full of something and live in opposition to it. Now, this is why Satan comes immediately to steal the word out of our hearts. In Mark chapter 4, verse 15, it says that Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. And this is why he does it. He wants the word out of you so that you don't live by the word. Because if you get full of the word and live by the word and believe the word and speak the word, he doesn't have a chance in your life. And so like I told you on yesterday's broadcast, he doesn't attack things on the level of the fruit or the level of the results. No, he goes to the source. He's after the control center. He wants your heart. That's what he's vying for. That's what he's fighting for. And that's why anytime the Word of God is preached to you, anytime you spend time in the Word, He comes immediately to try to take that Word out of your heart. Because if the Word fills your heart, it'll govern what you do, and He doesn't want that. He has to keep God's words out of you and get His words into you so that He can influence you the way He wants to influence you. And so this should be eye-opening to us, that Satan comes immediately to do what? Mark 4:15, he comes immediately to take the word away that's been sown in our heart. Well, why immediately? Why is this so important to him? Because he knows how important the heart is. And he knows how important it is what the heart is full of. A lot of believers don't, and a lot of us have lived like it's not important, but the enemy knows that it's important. And this is why he comes immediately to take that word out of your heart so that it won't influence you. He wants to sit at the control center of your life so that he can influence what you do. And the things you do, again, the choices you make, the words you speak, what you believe, that determines the kind of life that you're going to live and the kind of life that you're going to enjoy. And if you want to do the things that lead you into the life that God wants you to have, it begins with a heart that's full of the Word. If you want to do the things that lead you into the good life that God has prepared for you, come on, if you want to live by faith and declare the word and do what the word says, and in turn enjoy this good life that God's laid up for you, this is where it starts. It starts with a heart full of the word, because you are at the mercy of whatever fills your heart. And if your heart's not full of the word, you won't be able to live by the word. And if you don't live by the word, there's going to be a whole bunch of things that God has laid up for you and wants you to enjoy that you never enjoy. So this becomes a big focus to us in our lives. We have to start asking ourselves the question, what is my heart full of? And am I doing the things necessary to keep my heart full of God's word all the time? Thank you, Lord. See, what we want to do is we want to fill our hearts so full of God's word that there's no room left for the devil. I want to say that to you again. We want to fill our hearts so full of the word of God that there's no room left for the devil. Now, Jesus was our example, and he's the one that showed us the way of this and the way to do this. In John 14:21, Jesus said this, "The prince of this world comes and has nothing in me." What's he saying? The enemy has nothing of his in my heart. And come on, friend, that's what you and I are after. In John 1:14, it says that Jesus was full of grace and full of truth. Well, God's word is truth. Jesus was so full of the word that the enemy had nothing in him and could not influence him. He was so full of the word that the enemy had nothing in him and could not influence him. I need to say it a third time. Jesus was so full of the word. He's full of mercy, full of truth. He's so full of the word that the enemy had nothing in him. He said, "Satan's come and he has nothing in me." Jesus was so full of the word that the enemy had nothing in him and couldn't influence him. Come on, friends, sounds like something that you and I should be reaching for, something we should be striving for, that we're going to get so full of the word that the enemy has nothing in us, none of his words in us, none of his thoughts in us. We're going to get so full of the word that the enemy has nothing in us and he can't influence us at all. This is where you and I want to be living. This is what we want to be striving to reach. In Ephesians 4:27, it says, neither give place to the devil. Well, the first area we want to give the enemy no place is in our hearts. And how do we give him no place in our hearts? Well, I mean, it's like if you're on the road traveling and you stop by a hotel and you say, I'd like to get a room. And they say, well, you can't have a room tonight. There's no vacancy. All of our rooms are taken. What are they doing? They're giving you no place there. And why are they giving you no place? Because their place is filled up with other people. Come on, friend, are you catching on? How do we give the enemy no place? One way we give him no place is we get so full of God's word that we put a sign outside our heart, no vacancy. There's no room for anything else, for anyone else, for the enemy to come in and try to, there's no room for that. Why? Because my heart is so full of the word, I don't give any place or have any room for anything else. And friend, when you get to that place, you are going to be influenced by the Lord and by the word and by his spirit. See, when your heart's full of the word, then God and his word are at the helm in the control center of your heart. And so when your heart gets full of the word, the thing that immediately starts to happen is it starts to affect how you live, how you function, how you operate, how you respond, the choices you make, the words you speak, and that will immediately begin to affect the kind of life that you experience and the kind of life that you enjoy. That will immediately begin to affect what you experience in your life. And you'll begin to enjoy the reality of God's promises in your life. And you'll begin to enjoy peace and joy in your life and soundness in your mind and body and increase in your material realm and wealth. Why? Because the word is now influencing everything I do. And this is why you and I want to keep our hearts full of the word, because we want the word to be at the control center in our lives. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, your heart is the control center of your life. Number two, effectively, you and I are at the mercy of whatever has filled our hearts. And then number three, we want to fill our hearts so full of God's word that there's no room left for the devil. Let's pray. Father, Lord, this is our heart's desire. We've been expressing it to you this week on the broadcast. We want our hearts to be so full of your word that there is no room left for the enemy. And so, Lord, we're asking you for wisdom, grace, and help to get to that place that our heart is full of your word. Show us any adjustments we need to make. Correct us in any areas we need to be corrected, because we want to get our hearts full of your word. And Father, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Thursday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled A Heart Full of the Word. We'll see you then.